Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. I'm Chris Broussard, alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
And we have a great 3 hours for you, so keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, you won't be sorry. Again! The NFL taking center stage as another big trade is made involving a big-name quarterback, if not a big production quarterback, a big-name quarterback. So there's plenty to get in there, so keep it locked with us for these next 3 hours. We got Ben Standig, senior writer for the Atlantic.
Wow.
I'm sorry, the Athletic, who covers the Washington Commanders. And so he'll join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about that big deal I just referenced. But let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What is up, brother?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm great. I am doing well. Another big day, man. You know, just keeps coming. Keeps coming. I know you're probably in bad spirits. It looked like baseball was like they might get something done, huh? People had some hope.
Yeah, I still think there's a chance.
Well, I mean, I think at some point they'll get a deal. But
yeah, April 15th is interesting. I mean, it canceled up till April 14th. You know what the significance of April 15th is?
Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson, and it's the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson. Would that make an opening day? Is that something you want to pass by? There's a lot of pressure on both sides. It would. It would look terrible if we don't celebrate the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson, who helped change this country as we know it. But we'll see what happens as they move forward, Chris. Some moves have been made, but I guess still not enough to get a deal done. I'm hoping it's sooner than later. But, yep, feeling better as time goes on. I've been resting my body. I haven't been teaching, staying home all day and trying to, you know, get back to where I was. You know me, I'm a go-getter, 8 things to do every day, and it's kind of weird to sit in the house and just try to rest the body. But I'm feeling much better.
Well, look, you got to take care of yourself. You sound fine.
Yeah, I sound better, definitely.
You know, yeah, you sound good. And that's the key, man. So take care of that health. We got DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos on a Worship Wednesday. Super producer Rob G is in the house. And on the updates, our man. We seem to get him once a week. David Gascon the second.
The golden tones of David Gascon.
That's right. That's right. All right, Rob. The big news, I referenced it. Huge trade in the NFL. And like I said, Carson Wentz, a big name. Not a big game quarterback at this moment in time, but still a big name. And he was traded from the Indianapolis Colts for the second straight year. Remember, the Colts traded for him a year ago, and now after one season, they have parted ways with Carson Wentz, trading him to the Washington Commanders, formerly known as the Washington Football Team, for third round picks in 2022 and 2023. And the 2023 pick could become a second round pick if Wentz plays 70% of Washington's snaps. They also swapped second round picks this year, Rob. So the Colts will get Washington's and vice versa. And so that moves the Colts up from number 47 to number 42. And that's it. That's the deal. What are your thoughts?
I don't know what the Indianapolis Colts are doing. I guess my question would be, so had they made the playoffs, would this still have happened? I know they needed to win one of their final two games. They didn't win either game. It was a terrible loss to Jacksonville. And I just wonder, is that a knee-jerk reaction or was it just easier to blame the quarterback? This is what, 5 quarterbacks in 5 years? I don't think you're going to win playing that game. Got to be very careful. And I'm not saying that Carson Wentz played great or, you know, I always say if you're not a part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. But I think there was a lot of stuff. I don't think the defense showed up in those two games. The running game wasn't as great as it had been. A lot of things went wrong that cost them a chance at the playoffs. In the middle of the season, they looked like a really tough team to beat because they could run the ball with Taylor. And Wentz was playing good enough. Not great, but good enough. And their defense was pretty good, too, until those last couple of games when they really needed. Jacksonville scored 26 points on them, got on them early, Chris, and they could never come back. So Frank Reich has now had 5 starting quarterbacks in his mini season, including a new week one starter in 6 straight years. So they just keep funneling people in, and eventually they got to figure out on somebody. So But I'm just saying the way that things worked out, I don't think they make this trade if they had made the playoffs and they won one of those 2 final games. But if I'm Carson Wentz, I look at it this way. You didn't get released. Somebody thought you still had some value for a trade. You go to a franchise that needs a starting quarterback, that's welcoming a starting quarterback, and you get one more chance. Most people don't get this many chances, Chris, to be a starting quarterback in this short of a period of time for 3 different organizations. this is uncharted territory. Because most of the time when somebody gets rid of you once or twice, you're kind of done. And you go and you might be a backup or, you know, an also-ran and people don't look at you that way. But he has a real shot to go to Washington and reestablish his career. But it's going to take a lot for him. He's got to get all the naysayers and play some better football ahead, but he does have another opportunity. So if I'm Carson Wentz, I got to be thankful. And if I'm the Colts, I guess you got to figure out, can they finally get a quarterback to solidify that position? Because you can't keep shuttling people in and out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, had they made the playoffs, maybe things would be different. But that loss to Jacksonville, I don't think it was a knee-jerk reaction just to that loss. But certainly Wentz's play in that game, his poor play, really the last two games of the season. Remember when they got to that point, they only needed one win in those two games. They lost to Las Vegas. You know, Vegas was a good team. They obviously made the playoffs. And then they lost to Jacksonville. That was the killer, Rob, 26-11. It wasn't even that close. And Wentz didn't play well. But what is so telling to me and what is hard for me to overlook when I look at Carson Wentz and what his future could hold is that Frank Reich gave up on him. Frank Reich was one of his biggest supporters in the league. Frank Reich was the guy that was there with him in Philadelphia, Rob, as offensive coordinator, when he had that one, you know, season when he got injured after 13 games, but looked like he was about to win an MVP award and played great football. That's why, you know, people thought this guy was a future star. And that guy gave up on him. We talked about it, Rob. I thought going to Indianapolis, where they had a great running back in Jonathan Taylor, they had a strong defense, they had not only a good coach, but a coach that believed in Wentz, I thought that was the best case scenario for him. And with that guy, who is known to be really good with quarterbacks, when he gives up on you, that speaks volumes to me.
I don't see it the same way from the standpoint that he could have released him. Like, there's no value for him. I would buy that if told me.
Yeah, why not get something for him?
No, but I'm
saying, why not release him?
But if I'm Washington, I say, I'm not trading. If you don't want him, I'll let you release him, and then I'll pick him up for nothing. I don't have to trade for him if he has no value, is what I'm saying. You don't have to trade.
Yeah, but why would Indianapolis release him and still be on the hook for some money? When you can trade him and get a few picks.
But if they don't want him.
And get off of his money.
No, but if they don't want him, what I'm saying
is. They clearly don't want him.
Well, but if they don't want him, I'll wait. What are you going to do? Hold on to him if you don't want the guy? You'll eventually have to eat the money and release him.
I don't understand what you're saying. I think you're saying somebody wanted him, which is true. Washington wants him. Great. But Indianapolis clearly didn't want him.
Right, but he still has value in the league. That's what I'm saying.
I wasn't even making that point. I was making the point of a coach who has strong belief in him, a coach who has worked well with quarterbacks, gave up on him after 1 year, didn't think he was good enough. And so that to me just raises red flags. I mean, his play, like you said, it was okay. You know, he did stop turning the ball over as much, only had 7 interceptions.
He had 27 touchdowns and 7 picks, right.
But 6 of those picks in the second half, never had a game-winning drive all year. And the talk, you know, these are reports, is that his leadership is poor. And you heard, Rob, you heard similar stuff in Philadelphia. And so that stuff is still following him. You know, it's just reports. I'm not in the locker room. I don't know. But this is what's being reported. And what's also being reported is the Colts weren't bringing him back, period. To your point, if they couldn't have got a trade, it looks like they would have just released him.
Well, that's what
but
I'm
they
saying.
Were able to
if I'm Washington, if I really, if I believe that they're going to do that, I would have just waited. I wouldn't have given them anything.
Well, they may not. They may not have case. Known.
No, yeah, or maybe they were afraid somebody else might take them, and they really wanted them. That's why I'm saying, if you're Carson Wentz, you feel better that somebody actually wants you, and you're not picking up, being picked up off the scrap heap. For somebody to give up anything means that they have some value in you. So going to Washington, you at least have that feeling that somebody is willing to give you another shot. And that's all I'm saying. It's different between being released, nobody wants you, and somebody saying, okay, it didn't work out in Indianapolis, we'll take you. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, look, keeping it real, he's got a shot. He's got a shot in Washington. That's a team. I think their defense will turn around, Rob. It was poor last year. Surprisingly mediocre.
Yeah, it wasn't
worse.
Where it was, because right, it was damn good a couple years ago.
Right, but they got young players that I would think can turn around. He should be better. I think he's better than Taylor Heinicke. I mean, Washington, you know, they're giving him a chance. And I agree with you that all is not lost. He does have a shot. But, like I said, for Indianapolis and Frank Reich to give up on him after one season, to me just says, man. Because Reich believed in him. And they gave up a first and a third round pick, Rob, to get him. And so they were just ready to cut their losses. So we'll see. This is it, though. He better make it work in Washington, or he probably is looking at most likely being a backup for the rest of his career if he doesn't make it happen in Washington. He's got 1 year left on that deal. And so he's got a year to make it happen. They can release him after this season and not have a cap hit. So it's essentially 1 year left. But Carson Wentz, wow. How the mighty have fallen, Rob. And this is a guy, like I said, a few years ago, looked like he was going to be an MVP. And now he's on his third team in 3 years. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What are your thoughts on Carson Wentz being moved yet again? Is he done? Do you have any faith in him? Or is he done? 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, y'all, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we're brought to you by AutoZone, which has the free services you need to help get you back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. And, Rob, the reports out there that the Colts are going to go after Jimmy G. So we'll see if that works out for them. I don't know if he's your long-term solution, but it basically he'll get a year tryout like Wentz did. And
oh, he'll be a sixth quarterback in 6 years, right? It could be.
Yeah, they'll go from there. So, you know, Jimmy G is good, but, you know, he's not on the level, obviously, of the elite quarterbacks. So a lot of times when you have a guy like that, Rob, and this goes for Wentz too, you're still looking. You know what I mean? Like you're giving him a shot, but you always want to try to get one of those ultra elite guys. But all right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Your thoughts on Carson Wentz being moved once again?
All right, Mark in DC, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark? Mark.
Hello?
Is he potted up? All right, we lost him. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean? Papa Sean, congratulations.
Congratulations, man.
Mazel tov. Hey, man. I'm holding baby Roberta Christian from Sacramento in my arms right now. She's looking at NPR right now. That's and awesome. I'm glad to hear you made it off that Southwest trap, Uncle Rob, man. Hopefully you're doing a little bit better today, brother.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot better, man. I'm telling you, it was not good. Not a good flight and not a good situation.
Oh, you felt bad on the flight?
Yeah, it was just it was delayed. You know what I mean? It just was like a terrible. We sat there in the dark for about an hour. It's terrible.
They was holding you hostage over there. Huh? But my take, real quick, man, is I feel like this is such a desperation move by the Commanders. Man, they missed out on the Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson sweepstakes. So what they do? They picked up Carson Wentz off the trash. He threw a couple of mid-round picks in there. And this is going to end up being the same case that, like, the same stuff that happened to Alex Smith, Donovan McNabb, Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's going over there to end his career. And before I hop off real quick, man, huge shout-out to the trash-talking Tuesday King, Sergio, man. I hope he really does get that AutoZone deal, fam.
Here's the thing, Sean.
He did a great job.
I get it. It is a desperation move. We know that the Commanders were looking for bigger fish.
Right.
But why not take a shot? You can get off of his contract after this season.
It's a tryout.
And without dead cap money. So it doesn't hurt. I think he should be better than Taylor Heinicke.
But how many more tryouts are they going to hand out over there in the for the Commanders?
Who would you have them go get? There's nobody available. That's the problem.
So why not just let Taylor Heinicke finish it out? He hasn't been the best QB, but he's just as serviceable as Carson Wentz. When you look at the numbers last year,
who's got more potential, Heinicke or Wentz? And I'm not saying Wentz is all that. I'm just saying I don't think it's like a bad move because all they got is Taylor Heinicke. Right. He won seven games. He's going to win you more than seven games?
If Heinicke was really that guy and you really felt that he could grow and be better, Sean, then I think that they would have just stuck with him. But they don't believe in him, and that's why you made a move. Steven, in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Virginia.
Yeah.
What's up, man? How you doing?
first time I got through to you guys, second time caller, but be that as it may, I grew up in
Wait a minute, how could that be the first time you got through to us, but you're a second time caller? It makes no sense. He called, but didn't get through.
I called one time, and I was on hold, and I never got through to you guys.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But be that as it may, I grew up 56 years old. I grew up in the Maryland, D.C. area. My dad owned a hardware store in Potomac, Maryland. We had a lot of Washington players that came in there. Dave Butts, Neil Okowicz, Monty Coleman, Charlie Taylor. I mean, I can just go on and on. But Carson Wentz, come on. I almost like threw up today when I found out that.
So I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Sean. You were the rather
like
stay
Heinicke.
With Heinicke?
Okay.
I like Heinicke. And I'll tell you why I like Heinicke. Everybody's kind of like throwing him into this tier where he's played a long time. I mean, he's basically only a second-year player. I mean, I know he's a journeyman and he's bounced around through the NFL, but he hasn't really been given an opportunity. I mean,
Stephen,
I looked at him last year,
there's
and the
a
thing
reason
that I thought I saw that he did wrong was he just isn't up to speed completely on reading defenses.
But Stephen, let me just say this, Chris and I talk about this all the time. They're watching practice every day. Chris, remember when they were delaying in Chicago – Putting Fields in, you remember? We're like, wait a minute, what's the issue? Like, why wouldn't they just put him in? Because they're watching practice more than we are. They're watching, and they didn't feel he was ready at that time. And sometimes you got to look at the – and I'm not saying that the coaches are always right. They make mistakes too. But there's got to be a reason that they don't feel as comfortable with Heinicke. I mean, what else could it be? It's not like – he set the world on fire and you made the playoffs with him. He played a playoff game. He played pretty well against Brady and the Bucs, Chris, 2 years ago, right? He played all right.
Well, I think, too, Rob, what it boils down to is expectations. Taylor Heinicke, there are no expectations. So anything he gives you is gravy, right? And if Carson Wentz had Taylor Heinicke's year, it'd be a bad year because his numbers were better than Taylor Heinicke's. And so, I do think if Wentz goes there and Heinicke is just better in practice, they may go with Heinicke. I don't, Wentz isn't in a position where he just automatically gets the starting job. I wouldn't think. But I hear you on Heinicke, but, there's a reason he is where he is. He's a pretty good player. Looks like he should stick in the league, and that's about it.
I'll take a Heineken, but not a Heinicke, all right? That's how I am.
Oh, Kawhi liked it.
All that right. was funny. Thank All you. Right. Even in my ill state, I'm still delivering comedy.
We got Ben Standing from The Athletic coming up, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the iCouple. Thank you, brother, from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And bracket season, as you can hear, is right around the corner. March Madness about to get going. And Fox Sports Radio's coverage will be powered by Indeed. So if cold candidate calls aren't turning into hot hitting leads, then you need Indeed, because Indeed's powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all from one place. Find your next great hire visiting Indeed.com/credit. Our next guest is a senior writer for The Athletic, covers the Commanders in Washington, Ben Standing. Ben, welcome to the iCouple.
What's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? I appreciate you having me on.
Good to have you, man. Big day, of course. And let's just start here. What is the Commanders, like, what are they expecting from Wentz? What was their motivation to do this? And will he inherit the starting job? Like, is that automatic? Or does he have to go in there and really beat out Taylor Heinicke?
No, they've made it pretty transparent. Once the season ended, they were getting an upgraded quarterback. Taylor Heinicke was an overachiever last year, and he did a very commendable job, but he's limited in certain skill set ways, and they needed more from this position. They've been incredibly transparent about how they've been scouring the league. Ron Rivera went to the Super Bowl just to talk on Radio Row to everybody there about it. He spoke at length about it to reporters, myself, at the Combine. They were going to look everywhere. They made a huge swing for Russell Wilson. I was told they offered at least three first-round picks, but obviously that deal went to Denver. And one day later, he takes the big swing. And I think, you know, from Rivera's perspective, at Carolina, he had Cam Newton basically the whole time he was there from day one, and that gave him a lot of stability and potential. Here, the first year, they started four different quarterbacks. Last year, they started three different quarterbacks. That's six human beings at all over the last 2 years. He was tired of that merry-go-round. And at a minimum, Carson Wentz solidifies that. Whether he's good enough to contend, that's another story.
See, that makes sense to me, because Heinicke, Chris and I were just saying, there was a Washington fan who called who said he liked him, and we're like, he can't be that good. You know, like if they want to move off from him, and I know he played decent in a playoff game against the Bucks, but week in and week out, some guys just aren't good enough. Am I right? It can make all the plays you need to be a starting quarterback in the league.
Well, I think you said it right there. If we only ever viewed these quarterbacks as it's a one game and who do you got, a lot of different guys would be viewed differently than we view them now. And Taylor Heinicke has shown that he can win. They beat Tampa Bay with Tom Brady last year, right. You know, in a game with Heinicke, right? He has some good performances. But over the course of a full season, his weaknesses get exposed, and that's what happens to a lot of these backups or lower-end starters. You know, to Carson Wentz's credit, you know, he's been pretty good. Even last year, he was, you know, 27 touchdowns, seven interceptions.
Right.
But, you know, but everything fell apart at the end with the two terrible losses. And then, of course, with him, there's some other baggage, some of the locker room questions and, you know, had to get along with everybody and those types of vibes. And clearly those vibes were enough for the Eagles and Colts to both say, you know, we had enough.
I feel like it's a major red flag that Frank Reich, of all people, gave up on Wentz after 1 year. You know, he was a guy in his corner. They shared a faith together. He was there in Philadelphia with him in his best year when he almost won the MVP. Does that say anything to you that Reich, who really believed in him, gave up on him so quickly?
Well, I guess the question is, did Frank Reich give up on him, or did he get outvoted by the owner and GM Chris Ballard?
Exactly.
Like, my read on that is that, and we have a couple great writers for The Athletic who cover the Colts, but like listening to them and my own sources and talking to people is that Jim Irsay, the owner, was the one who really was pushing for this change, and he grew frustrated with Wentz for a variety of reasons last year. And I think Chris Ballard, you know, he told everybody at the combine last week that, you know, Carson did some good things last year, but at the same point, there were obviously clear negatives as well. And I imagine those two just decided, you know, the juice wasn't worth the squeeze anymore, and they needed to move on. They did so. Now, on top of everything else, they don't even have a first-round pick to draft a quarterback. They obviously could make a trade. The Jimmy Garoppolo rumors have already started. But, yeah, I mean, I just think the ownership – I imagine Frank Reich would probably have run it back, but I think the other sides were like, nah, we got to go.
And the owner's always going to win out. I mean, because the GM wants to keep his job, and if the owner doesn't like it and if things don't work out, it could cost you your job, you know, as a GM. As far as Carson Wentz, and you talked about some of his numbers, and I think – because I wonder – if they do win one of those last two playoff games and make the playoffs, probably Washington doesn't have them. Would you say that?
That seems fair. I mean, I was reading my colleague Zach Kiefer's story on The Athletic from the Colts angle, and he made it sound like beyond the collapse that a lot of the organization was already kind of over it. Now, you're right. If they make the playoffs, maybe they getting maybe like, okay, we got this far, let's do it. But, you know, the final straw was what happened at the end. So, but yeah, it seemed logical that they wouldn't give up.
Right. If they would have made the playoffs, right.
Right. Especially, you know, they gave up a first-round pick to do it. And, yeah, they did get some compensation back here from Washington, but it's sort of a net result. You know, they didn't get equal value. But, you know, at some point, as we all know, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. And, you know, obviously they think they made the right call there.
30 seconds. Rob and I have talked about this. The defense for Washington, great 2 years ago, really took a step back last year. Do you expect it to bounce back? Like, what do you think was the reason it struggled last year?
I mean, there's a lot of components. They had some new pieces in the secondary that had some miscommunication issues. But ultimately, the defensive line with four guys who were picking the first round, including Chase Young, just collectively didn't live up to expectations. Then Chase Young and Montez Sweat both had injuries.
Right.
Chase Young needs to be a bit more disciplined. That's pretty apparent. And, you know, we'll have to see how he performs. He's still very talented, but we're going to have to see if he's ready to take that next step he didn't take last year.
All right. That's Ben Standick, senior
writer for
The Athletic. Great stuff, man. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yep. It's a potential NBA Finals preview going on tonight. We'll get into that next. Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Oh, yeah, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook, but we continue to pray until they pay. Oh, did I say that? last night, I was 1-1-1. We got a push in one of the three games, 1-1-1. So we need a hat trick tonight.
A P right, is Shekel better City. Than an L.
Yeah, I mean, it's a push, so you still could have won your parlay, Chris, if I won two of them and a push, you know? So
right.
It still would have paid, but I did lose 1-1-1. And all right, tonight, best bet is the Clippers -4, hosting the Wizards in Los Angeles. I'm also taking the Suns +4.5 at the Heat. That's the big game, Chris, the national game, right, coming up. We're about to chat on that.
It's on now, yep.
And I did go against the Pistons once again. Bulls -6 at the Pistons. I just felt like the Bulls need a good win on the road. And the Pistons, their lucky streak has to end. They can't keep doing this. They need to lose by double
digits. Why don't
you
pick another game, man?
I keep waiting for them to give in and for the Pistons to lose. So, the last time I looked, they were down by 4, so we'll see what happens. Bulls -6. Again, Clippers -4, Suns +4.5, and the Bulls -6. Don't forget, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
All right, that is Rob Parker with Shekel City. And, Rob, you mentioned it, the big game tonight is actually going on now. Just started just a few minutes in. Miami and Phoenix, it's in South Beach in Miami, and these are the top seeds in each conference. So let me ask you this. I'm going to throw it out there. Could this be, you know, realistically, legitimately, a finals preview?
Sure, it could be. I don't think it will be, but could it be? Sure, it could be.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't mean to, you know, anything can happen.
I don't expect either of these teams to be in the finals.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't expect Phoenix?
No.
So who do you expect in the West?
I don't know yet, but it won't be the Suns.
Wow.
I don't know.
I do expect Phoenix in the West.
I don't.
I don't expect Miami in the East. but I'll give them a chance. They're balanced. They're deep. They play defense. They're a top 10 defense in the league. They're a top 10 offense in the league. We know they're well coached, Eric Spoelstra. They got veterans, Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, who, you know, Lowry's obviously won a ring with Toronto, and Butler's been to the finals. They don't have a superstar, and that's what we always look for in championship contenders. I mean, it's happened. You saw it up close. So did I when Detroit won it in 2004. That was the last team, Rob.
No doubt.
To win it that didn't have a superstar. And they were the first since 1979 Seattle Supersonics.
And further proof, Chris, was it was the only team that didn't have a representative, a championship team that didn't have a representative in the top 75 players of all, you know, of all time.
Oh, I mean, that, wow. That speaks volumes about
that team. That's the only.
Are you sure?
Yep, only championship team.
What about Seattle in 79?
I don't know who it is.
Their best players were Dennis Johnson. He didn't make top 75. Dennis Johnson and Gus Williams.
Yeah, no,
Jack Sigma, Lonnie Shelton.
I know it's that Pistons team. I've seen it posted plenty of places that didn't have a top 75.
Maybe it was an older guy on that team.
Yeah,
in
somebody
Seattle,
we might not be thinking about.
That was past, you know, he wasn't playing much. I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm looking at their roster now that you bring that. I mean, Lenny Wilkins was the coach. Larry Brown was the coach, so he was the top coach. No, they didn't have anybody either. Fred Brown, remember Downtown Freddie Brown? Mm-hmm. Dennis Johnson. Lonnie Shelton, Jack Sigma, Paul Silas, Gus Williams, those are their top guys. So the disrespect for Seattle 1979 and those articles you read, they just didn't even count them. Dennis Johnson didn't make, he's a Hall of Famer, but he didn't make the top 75. So
I'll give you that. I'll look it up too.
Yeah. All right, but yeah, Miami, though, they're going to be tough, Rob. They're a tough out. Milwaukee is one of the favorites in the East. But it's tough to get back, you know? You don't always just get back to the finals. And I talked about it, Rob, how they're winning on a lower clip than any team that repeated as champions in the last 25 years. I don't know what that means, but it's a stat, right? Obviously, Brooklyn has challenges because of, you know, Ben Simmons' issues, Kyrie not yet being able to play in home games, and who knows if that'll be lifted anytime soon. And then you got Boston, who's looking great, but, you know, they're young. They're not a world beater. And Philly, my thing about Philly, Rob, as great as they look, and I may pick them as we head into the playoffs, we'll see, but what is James Harden going to do? How's he going to handle adversity when it strikes? Because that's really been the challenge for him throughout his career. When things are good,
he's great.
Yep.
It's when the tough get going, Chris, and that's what they'll have to wait to find out to see. When they talk about James Harden, and for him, it's all the postseason. Nothing he does now matters. It's all about the postseason. So
I'm baffled. I'm surprised that you said you will not pick Phoenix because there aren't. I mean, when we go through the West, right, you're not picking the Lakers, obviously. Golden State, I don't think you're picking them. You got Memphis.
I don't. I'm just saying, like.
No, I know, but if you really look at the teams, it's like Dallas.
I mean, they made it last year. Are you waiting for Kawhi to get back? I'm not so sure they're going to make it again.
Are you waiting for Kawhi to get back? Keep it locked!
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.